This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Tonight is the night, Leroy.
We drape
ourselves in red, white, and blue. The final of the four nations face-off.
You can basically just wear your Panther stuff because most of your team is out there. A lot of your team's out there.
Well, if you're going to go Panther stuff, I mean, you got Zito, Kachuk, and then you got the Sams on the other side.
Yep.
So, did I take a double Kachuk score tonight, plus 1,400 on the Hard Rock app, perhaps? Game
spicy.
Special. Game like special. That. Let us go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line and talk to our guy there, the man from the hockey news, and as I have dubbed him, the Hockey Hornet.
Wow.
Do people call him that?
I don't think so.
I think they do.
Okay.
I think they do.
We'll find out.
Shop over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Hornet would suggest he's moving. He was a goalie.
Buzz around, dude. Buzz around between the pipes. That's what he does. It's also our road to repeat, which is brought to us by our friends over at Celsius. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of
your Florida Panthers. Did you try that one?
I haven't yet, but I'm going after I finish.
There's no fizz.
I know. They actually have one that's fizz, too. Astro Vibe is the same flavor with fizz. But this
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
This is Blue Raz Lemonade, which sounds like a delightful mixed drink. Let's talk to our favorite hockey insider, of course, David Dwork from the Hockey News and, of course, from Metal Arc Media's The Hockey Show. Hello, David.
Hello, boys. How's it going down in not-so-freezing South Florida?
It's a little chilly this morning. What are you talking about? I had to put on a sweater.
Why is it cold in Boston?
Yeah, I think it's like 21 right now as I walked over to the arena this morning, so a little brisk.
Man up, ladybug. Messi just played in 3 degrees.
That's true. If Messi can do it, you can do it.
All right, enough of that.
How much does Canada hate Matthew Kachuk right now?
Like, what's the highest measurable point of that barometer?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Kachuk brothers are public enemy number one right now if you're a Canadian. And if you're an American, you love to hear it because they were so impactful in the game last weekend against Canada. I'm looking at them on the ice. Well, I see Brady on the ice right now. I'm not sure if Matthew has come out yet. But there is so much just excitement around this town and this building with the players, with the media. Like, I didn't know what to expect coming into this Four Nations thing, but holy cow, has it exceeded expectations, and tonight is just going to be amazing.
This has been probably the biggest surprise of anything that any sport has done during their All-Star break or whatever. Because I know baseball tried to do – what did baseball have the – tournament before the season, the World Baseball Classic. A little bit. I can't imagine anything that any sport has put together that's had this type of reaction worldwide.
When you combine hockey international best on best, which is what you get in the Olympics, which is why the Olympics are generally so fun, but then when you add NHL rules where they can actually fight and beat each other up and not worry about getting tossed out for a game or anything like that, it's given us what we've seen here, where every emotion is, you know, peaking for these guys, and they can just go ahead and ride it out. I mean, 3 fights in 9 seconds in a, you know, a grudge match, do or die, well, not do or die, but in a grudge match type game with the USA and Canada, like, we all were just drooling at our TV screens. Like, it sounded like 2/3 of America switched off the NBA dunk contest and said, well, this sucks. I'm going to go watch something that's actually fun and exciting. I'm curious to see, Leroy, what happens future-wise, just because it's been such a success. But, dude, this has been amazing. Like, I don't know what to expect tonight, but I just hope that in some way that the Boston fans bring it the way that the Montreal fans did, because everything that I was told and everything that we saw about that atmosphere at the Bell Center last weekend was something that I, like, if I realized ahead of time, I would have found a way to be there. Like, right. That was, like, incredible, incredible. So I just hope that this one tonight can somehow match that, because, holy cow, as a sports fan, forget media, forget player, just as a sports fan, mm-hmm. seeing something like that, like, you can't anticipate something like in a crowd, an atmosphere like that.
You
that's
gotta
what I want.
You got to switch it, right? So the next time they do the Four Nations, the final has to be in Canada.
Yeah. For sure. You have to. That's the only fair way to do it.
Right.
Do you feel like there's a level of mental edge USA has right now on Canada? Because we had Tkachuk kind of poking fun at it yesterday. Hey, maybe they don't like each other very much. Or we see even in a Stanley Cup final how quick momentum can swing. So do you feel like it's a clean slate tonight? Or do you think the U.S. has a little bit of something on them on the jump?
I think you wipe the slate clean. I think there's too many superstars out there that have Stanley Cup experience, that have been around the block. I think it's going to be just like you said, it's like a game seven where everything that happened ahead of time is just wiped away. I think it's been cool to see how everything's played out. The way that the schedule was with the 2 days off before the final, I wasn't sure, you know, what to expect, if it was just going to be kind of like a ho-hum, we're killing time. But it's been crazy. I mean, between the injuries and the illnesses with the Tkachuk brothers, with the whole Brady Quinn situation. Brady Quinn. Wow. Am I a hurt Dolphins fan or what? holy cow. Just everything that's kind of played out here over the last few days, it's been so much fun. It's kind of weird that we have to go back to NHL hockey in a couple of days.
Can you explain that Quinn Hughes thing? Like, what the whole? Well, so what was the deal? Is he coming? Is he not coming? Like, what was the holdup and the whole miscommunication there, I guess?
Well, the rules, which were created just for this tournament, said that for you to go above your initial roster, you have to have guys that are hurt, that, like, came out, were injured or sick or whatever, and that they had to be replaced because you didn't have somebody else. So they couldn't bring in Hughes. My God, I can't think of names right now. Because they still had their 6th defenseman on the roster. So that was kind of the running joke over the last 48 hours. Like, okay, who's going to come in there and, you know, fall sick at the last minute or something will happen to get him on the ice. But he's not on the ice right now, and it looks like the U.S. is going to stick with what we saw from the last game, aside from, you know, the both of the Tkachuks being out there. Looks like the only guy that's going to be missing for the U.S. is I'm totally blanking on names today. The Boston defenseman, Charlie McAvoy, thank you. So everybody's at full strength. I hope Sam Bennett's out there, because he's been such a beast for Canada, but he did get the healthy scratch in game one. I don't know, man. Panther time. I think I like where Tobin was going. What do you say, plus 1,100 for both Tkachuks?
Dude, it was plus 1,400 Hard Rock is going right now for both Tkachuks to score. I was looking at the Rhino, you know, odds on tonight, because he's like plus 500 to record 2 points. He's plus 350 to just score a goal. But, like, with all this star power, like, is he going to be in that position, you think, tonight?
I would the Reinhart points at plus 500 sounds pretty appealing to me, just because he's playing with Sidney Crosby and Nathan MacKinnon. Mm. So it's kind of hard not to think they're going to rack up some points there. Look, the U.S. has given up 4 goals through 3 games at this point. So it's not like Canada's going to go out there and light up the world, per se. But the U.S. has shown to be a little leaky on their zone entries, and that's where Canada excelled in their last game. So we could see something fun, but for that number, with those guys on the ice together, kind of hard to pass up.
Do you, you know, Kachuk was talking about this yesterday because it's interesting. We've all we had our own little mini growth over these last few years with the Panthers, and we've seen it grow in a non-traditional market, even though it's been here forever. It's now in its golden age almost. But he was talking about what this could mean for the game as far as nationally, young players watching this. Do you feel like that's going to have bear fruit for the game of hockey as far as American players are concerned?
No, I sure hope so. It's hard to say just because it's been, what, six games or seven games when it's all over, so it's a pretty small sample size. But based off of the reaction, that would be an amazing, amazing accomplishment for this. Just because, as the guys have said, there haven't been these international games. We haven't had that kind of excitement. USA Hockey has always been around, but to get the young players excited, and I mean, case in point, when I was watching that USA-Canada game at home last Saturday with my eight-year-old, I had Frozen on the big TV for the kids, and I had hockey on the little TV for dad. And within 5 seconds of the game starting, literally, my eight-year-old was totally ditching Frozen and staring up the little TV with me, to the point where he stayed up with me till 10 o'clock at night just watching hockey, not playing basketball, not playing with his toys. So maybe that's an indicator of the excitement that's going to be going on with kids around just by watching what happened. And I sure hope so, because, I mean, right now you see how good the Americans are. Imagine an influx of talent for another generation.
Well, word to the wise. I mean, I know your kid is already born in hockey and has taken to been plenty of Panthers games. If he asks for a stuffed Stanley C. Panther when you go to the game, don't wait till the end of the game because they're always sold out. I've made that rookie mistake, and I paid for it for a year where they're like,
bad dad.
It wasn't bad. I just thought it was practical. I didn't want him to carry around the Stanley C. Panther all game. I didn't think they were going to sell out.
Well, no other father thought that.
Apparently so.
All the other fathers said, let me get it now before they run out.
I'm just trying. I was just trying, baby. I don't know what to tell you.
So, I like live hockey, but I'm not as big of a television hockey guy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Because live is TV doesn't do hockey justice. But I've watched all of these games, and I can't even explain why. Is it just the international aspect of it, or the fact that you have, like, basically your whole Florida Panthers Stanley Cup winning team is splattered all over this thing?
No, it's the weight.
Right.
It's just like the Stanley Cup. Like, you know that every one of these games has so much meaning that these guys, you know, nobody's taken off a shift. Like, it's the importance of it. And that's why we love the Stanley Cup playoffs, why it's kind of universally known that that's the best playoff in all of sports. Whether or not you like hockey, I will watch the Stanley Cup playoffs. And we're getting that almost to the nth degree because, you know, as I said before, these guys can take it to another level. And there's just something about representing your country. I don't know. It's almost indefinable in that it's like an emotion. But something happens when you put on the crest of your country, whether you're an American, Canadian, whatever you might be. And it brings the best out of you. And that's what we're seeing right now. And if you're a sports fan, you recognize that and you're drawn to it. And I think that's what's kind of brought us all into this.
Is there somebody you think is like an X factor tonight on either side? Like, is there a guy who's either been quiet or can explode? Like, who is there somebody in particular on either side that you think if that guy's going, it's going to be a tough night for the opponent?
I mean, you can draw any number of names out of a hat, really. I mean, you've got a game with Connor McDavid, Sidney Crosby, Nathan MacKinnon, you know, the best hockey players in the world right now. So, I mean, if any of them get hot, it could really turn the tide. But that's what makes this game so cool, is that you've got the best offensive players and the best defensive players going head-to-head. So it's really hard to say. I want to throw that to, like, a Connor Hellebuck, because, you know, if the goalie steals the game, there's nothing that really anybody could do. So I guess that would be my not cop-out answer, but I would say the goalies. But that being said, I'd have a lot more fun tonight if this ends up being, like, 4-3 or 5-4.
Oh yeah, I mean you're gonna be like sick to your stomach. It's gonna be like having
last summer
because, all over.
Oh my goodness, it would, like, I don't know what's more nerve wracking, watching a 1-0 hockey game or watching a 6-5 hockey game, because it, like, you're on the edge of your seat because anything can happen at any moment.
Yep, that's what makes it so great.
All right, buddy. We appreciate it. Enjoy it. Boots on the ground, and thank you for giving us some time on this busy morning for you.
No, anytime, fellas. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. There you go. David Dworky is live from the ice.
See that?
Up there, wait. In Boston.
Somebody made a suggestion.
Yep.
Maybe we shouldn't call Dwork for Leroy's hockey questions. He's getting every name wrong. And followed by Leroy showing his intangibles with that McAvoy response.
That was very impressive.
Oh, that was good.
That was very impressive.
That was very good.
That was good.
That was good.
Hey, I patted myself on the back for that one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. Hey, I just saw on the ticker, Bobby Portis.
I saw that too.
Suspended. Mm. 25 games.
I just strangely read an article on Bobby Portis.
How are you going to be 6'8" and...
Did he juice? Is that what happened, Marcos?
Or
did he get caught for some, like, something else?
Anti-drug, so we'll look exactly and we'll see what it was.
Here's the thing. You can get...
Taking a banned substance.
Here's the deal.
Oh, I got it. Okay.
Let me...
I have the statement from his agent if you want it.
Let me explain this to you, okay? When people fail a drug test... We make the assumption they were taking something, you know, illegal.
Mm-hmm.
But there are several over-the-counter medications or things, prescriptions you would get from a doctor that are on the ban list because they kind of work as a diuretic to cover up if you're taking something else.
I got what he took. It apparently was he took another pain medication, according to his agent. This is Mark Bartlestein, who is Bradley Beal's agent. Got the no trade. He said, I'm devastated for Bobby right now because he made an honest mistake and the ramifications are incredibly significant. Bobby unintentionally took a pain medication called Tramadol, thinking he was taking the pain medication called Toradol. Toradol, that sucks, dude.
Right.
Toradol is an approved pain medication that he has used previously and that teams and players use for pain inflammation at times. Tramadol, however, is not an approved pain medication and was recently added to the banned substance list this past spring. The Tramadol pill that he took came from an assistant of his with a valid prescription for the painkiller, which he mistakenly told Bobby was Toradol. This was, again, an honest mistake. That was made because of the similarities in the names of the drugs and the fact that both serve very similar purposes. Bobby was using an anti-inflammatory pain-reducing medication to deal with an elbow injury that he had this past fall, believing it was Toradol to alleviate some pain in preparation for that night's game. Bobby is a great person. There are no bigger fans of the NBA than Bobby and I. We are grateful to have closely collaborated with the NBA. On countless occasions, we support the league's anti-drug policy and its purpose to have a fair, competitive, healthy landscape for our athletes. Bobby is absolutely not a drug abuser. He works tirelessly on increasing performance in a natural, legal, healthy ways. But he made a mistake, took a pill unknowingly that he should not, that he shouldn't have taken. Today, in this instance, I am deeply disappointed that the NBA chooses to interpret its policy so strictly that the policy does not allow for different results for an honest mistake.
Dude.
25 games is a lot of games.
Think about this. Think about this, though.
That's like the rest of the season, isn't it?
Right.
Essentially. Yeah.
Think about this. You could go into a GNC or a vitamin store.
Yeah.
And ask them, hey, I want to do something for this, this, or this. And they'll give you something to take. And it's a banned substance in the sport. And you're making the assumption that it's over the counter. How could it be banned? And they have their reasons for it.
Is that like one of those things, like, because he said it happened basically from an assistant or whoever. Like, is that one of those things when you have something like this, do you always have to go to the team to get something?
Kind of, but if he thought it was Toradol and he knows Toradol's okay, then he wouldn't go to the team. Like, I remember I was taking these little vitamin packs, right? And I took them to my trainer and asked him to check them out. Right? It's not as cut and dry as people think. Like, I know a bunch of guys that I know would never, and all of a sudden they get flagged because they're taking some type of vitamin or, you know, something like that. And a lot of these drugs are on list because they work as an agent to hide the serious stuff.
So what's that going
to
cost, Bobby Portis? Like, is that going to cost him like $8 million? Like, how much does that roll? That's a lot of games, dude.
So
you don't make nothing.
So, I mean, this sucks, right? Like, it sucks because it was an honest mistake, and I know it's easy for people to say, you know, well, you should know what you're putting in your body. And he said, I thought I did. And, like, there is no other way to say honest mistake. But I can tell you this. If I call customer service because something got jacked up, or I go somewhere and it says jacked up, and they tell me honest mistake, I'm just supposed to accept it and move on.
Right.
It don't cost you $8 million. So, like,
should be about $850,000 for him, by the way.
$850,000 total?
Yeah, because he makes $34,000 a game.
Oh, okay. $34,000 times eight. No, he makes more than that.
It says that Bobby Portis' average annual salary is $12 million.
Oh, okay,
which breaks down to about $34,000 a game.
Huh.
Doesn't seem to make sense though.
No, because $30,000 times 80
is
2.4 million, right?
12.6 million.
No, he's wrong.
12.6 million divided by 82 is 153,000 a game.
Yeah.
Does that include
30 times 8? Dude, 30 times 80 is 2.4 million.
If it's per game, I know that there's some flimsy things because some guys get paid, but like it said, that would be like $3.8 million.
Why would it say that though? Yep, AI overview just says exactly verbatim, but that's wrong. That's clearly wrong.
I mean,
so then what is it? So like, how much per game is that then?
Smeathan.
What'd he say?
Clearly, he never made a mistake in his life. Tough nuggets, Bobby. RBA Richie, frog math is different.
Just Googled.
You sure you have the right? Do you have? Are you going by Robert Portis? Like, do you think this is a guy on a 10-day?
I don't know,
dude. Like, it didn't sound right.
No, it didn't.
Because 30,000 times 80 games is $2.4 million.
Dade Sow says that Martin.
So how do you get, if he makes $12 million, where's the other?
No, it should be like just under a shade under $4 million.
Right.
I don't know. Contract wizardry, guys. Don't act like that's not something that happens.
Dade South says that you're Bobby Tortoise.
Huh? That's pretty good. Somebody says the way Leroy could calculate numbers is crazy.
We'll take a break. Hour Tua is next.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.